This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
President Biden signed an executive order today setting a target for the transition to electric vehicles. His administration is calling for half of all new cars and light trucks sold in the U.S. to be electric, hydrogen fuel cell, or hybrid by 2030. Yes, that's less than a decade from now. And if you have questions like how realistic is that target? And speaking of infrastructure, what will it take to power all those vehicles? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has answers.
50% sounds like a lot, given that only about 2 or 3% of cars sold in the U.S. today are electric vehicles or EVs. Jessica Transic researches energy systems and transportation at MIT.
It's certainly an ambitious goal, but also I believe can be achieved. And part of the reason I think that is that we're also seeing announcements by major companies, automakers, that are setting comparable goals.
So automakers are on board. What about consumers? Christopher Harto, who follows sustainability policy at Consumer Reports, says he thinks interest will grow because
battery prices are expected to come down rapidly over the course of the decade, making EVs cheaper than gas-powered vehicles sometime, you know, within the next 5 to 8 years.
And when you drive an EV, even a hybrid, you also save money on gas. There's still a lot that would need to happen to make that 50% goal work, though. Like, we need more chargers, especially the fast ones.
These are the chargers that can recharge an EV in, you know, as fast as 20 minutes.
Those would be placed along major highways
to allow people who own EVs to feel confident that they can go on longer trips without running out of charge.
He says the U.S. also needs more chargers in cities for people who don't have a driveway or garage but still need to charge their cars overnight. This executive order aside, there is $7.5 billion in funding for electric vehicle charging infrastructure in the bipartisan plan. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.